The simulator compares its output with the works of Shakespeare and reports matches, though it waits for such matches to appear on their own, instead of selecting for a target sequence as Dawkins' computer did. After a year and a half, the longest match produced by the Monkey Shakespeare simulator was 24 letters from a line in the second part of King Henry IV, which took the equivalent of 2,738 trillion 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 monkey years to produce. A year later, the record had been extended to over 30 letters, which took trillions and trillions more monkey years to produce. So the universe isn't big enough or old enough to hold all the monkeys it would take to type even one of Shakespeare's sonnets, much less his collected works. And real monkeys don't type a letter every second without stopping. What happens when we use real monkeys? In 2003, some lecturers and students from Plymouth University in southwest England decided to find out. They took a computer to the Paignton Zoo about 60 miles away and put it in a monkey enclosure housing six crested macaques. Then they waited. At first, a male monkey started bashing on the computer with a rock. Another thing they were interested in was in defecating and urinating all over the keyboard, added Mike Phillips, who runs the university's Institute of Digital Arts and Technologies. After a month, the monkeys had produced the equivalent of five typed pages, consisting almost entirely of the letter S. They failed to produce anything remotely resembling a word. In the process, the monkeys received lots of free lunches, but they produced no specified complexity, no Shakespeare, no Welcome to Victoria. Not a single word. A book you're not supposed to read. The Design Revolution, Answering the Toughest Questions About Intelligent Design, by William A. Dembski, Downers Grove, Illinois, InterVarsity Press, 2004. Chapter 9. The Secret of Life. Guess what? The secret of DNA's success is that it carries information like that of a computer program, but far more advanced. Since experience shows that intelligence is the only presently acting cause of information, we can infer that intelligence is the best explanation for the information in DNA. When philosopher Stephen Meyer published this inference in a biology journal, with supporting scientific evidence, Darwinists tried to ruin the career of the journal's editor. At the Cavendish Laboratory in Cambridge, England in 1953, James Watson and Francis Crick had just spent months trying to figure out the molecular structure of DNA. When they finally succeeded one Saturday morning in February, they went to celebrate over drinks at the nearby Eagle Pub. To those around them, Crick announced, "We have discovered the secret of life." Watson and Crick's breakthrough led to further discoveries, showing how DNA encodes the genetic information that prescribes the protein building blocks of living cells.